Would you want to sample some deliciousness?
Yolande Choabi Deacon and her sister Pierre dole out tiny spoonfuls of chutney and jerk sauce. The siblings wear traditional dresses called buba and headdresses, creating a rich profusion of color. They hope to transport spirits, even if for a moment, to the home of their youth.
We are from Cameroon, West Africa, and she's married to a Jamaican. So that's where the Afrofusion comes.
Pierre and Yolande began introducing their fused African recipes to Midwestern palates at summer markets, and customers wanted more. Pierre says catering followed. Now their spice blends and sauces sell in local grocery stores.
There's this idea that African food is hard to make. It's true. It's intricate. It has a lot of steps to it, but we can make it easy. And you can use local produce, working with local farmers to make it happen. And it's healthy. I know I talk too much. See you.
The crush of customers at the winter market leave the sisters too busy to talk. So Yolande invites me to visit the kitchen space she rents in Milwaukee's River West neighborhood. The infectious joy and passion fill the air here, too. The Afrofusion mastermind is cooking up mango chutney. 40 gallons of ingredients simmer in a giant vat. Yolande spent 2 hours just peeling the mangoes. Now it's time to add fresh ginger.
My sauce is literally like it's a painting, it's a work of art. It's like every single sauce that I put out is an idea of a flavor or combination of flavor that I want people to experience, but experience it in a way that is not just, you know, you're ingesting food. I mean, food is the most intimate experience that we have. You're getting close and personal with nature, you know, or the fruit of nature, ginger, mango, you know.
Yolande says she and her 6 siblings grew up harvesting from their garden. Building meals from fresh ingredients came as naturally as breathing.
We had our mini farm just across the street, and everybody had a plot of land just across the street. And the big plot of land was like about an hour or 2 hours away. Never went to a grocery store until I came to the U.S. I mean, I had no concept of what a grocery store is.
Yolande says cooking carries her back to summers with her grandmother.
We were at the farm in Kolmbanga, in the mountain west of Cameroon. And I remember just sitting in the very small kitchen in the hut by the fireplace, and we were stirring and talking about how she grew up, my grandma. And it was always so fun because the neighbors, the older grandmas, would actually all get into the same kitchen and talk. Now that I'm talking to you about it, I remember. Like, the way they would actually tell each other that they are at home, they would whistle with their, like, it means something. It means that, hey, I'm here.
Yet Yolande's passion extends beyond the kitchen. A scholarship enabled her to earn a graduate degree in business, and another jump-started her sister's medical aspirations. So Yolande now sends Afrofusion profits back to West Africa to pay for children to attend school. Last year, she delivered 80 scholarships. She says in Cameroon, many families struggle, and if they have to make tough choices, they often send the boys to school, not the girls.
I wake up in the morning and I want to do this. For the kids that are waiting for me to send, you know, some money to buy chalk and paint the wall. And for my customer who has a gluten allergy, it's more than the financial reward. It's the emotional, even the spiritual reward, because, again, I'm very, I'm very connected.
She's also juggling. Yolande works full-time at a Fortune 500 company and raises her young daughter. Sister Pierre just finished pre-med at Marquette and one day plans to split her time practicing medicine in the U.S. and Cameroon. Right now, though, it's time for Yolande to pour her mountain of mangoes into the chutney concoction.
When you find that passion and that value, guess what? You're not going to feel like it's a chore, because you have so much to tell and to do.
I leave her stirring a pot of mangoes and planning.
Yes.
Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.